I am going to connect two stories today that are very important, that are on two totally different parts of the world, that will prove my point that when you have a vacuum of law and order that disappears, you will always get anarchy and chaos. Let's start with the United States of America first, and then we're going to go to Afghanistan. In the United States of America, in liberal cities where they have defunded the police, it has become a war zone. It is a war zone, and I have the proof. You want to know how many people died over Independence Day weekend in the United States of America? 184 people were murdered over July 4th weekend in cities where Democrats have been defunding the police. Yes, there is a vacuum of law and order, and when there is a vacuum of law and order, anarchy and chaos is exactly what you get. Gun violence over July 4th weekend resulted in 184 people being murdered in America, 464 being injured in America, according to new data. The data shows injuries and homicides caused by gun violence during a 72-hour period from the evening of Friday, July 2nd, to the evening of Monday, July 5th. At least 150 people were killed by gun violence and more than 400 shootings across the country during the 4th of July weekend, is how CNN put it, as major cities nationwide confront a surge in violent crime. You want to know why we're seeing a surge in violent crime? Because you morons on the left decided that the police are bad and we must get rid of them. You want to know how bad it is in Chicago? Let's talk about Chicago, where Mayor Lori Lightfoot claims that if you criticize her and the anarchy in her city where they've defunded the police, that you're actually just a sexist racist, and that's the only reason why you're criticizing her. I've said this multiple times. If you don't like people criticizing you, then stop sucking at your job. If you don't like people criticizing you, then actually have law and order in the streets. You should be declaring a state of emergency in your city, and you should be putting more police officers and going around the country and hiring as many as you possibly can as fast as you can. But you would rather be a woke politician who is anti-cop and hope that that gets you reelected, and you don't care if black people are murdered, just like this last weekend. Chicago alderman Anthony Napolitano compared the Democratic-run city that he is in to a war zone following the violent 4th of July weekend. Now, the mainstream media is not covering, of course, the insanity that's happening in Chicago. This is a war zone. This alderman is right to call it a war zone. You might as well go to Afghanistan, and that's what you'll find, this type of violence. It's happening in a Democratic-run city of Chicago, Lightfoot City, where she says you're not allowed to criticize her because if you do, you're a racist and a sexist. Take a listen to what he had to say on Fox News.
The city of Chicago is recording its deadliest day so far this year. 8 people were killed by gunfire on Tuesday. 4 of the victims were killed in one shooting alone. But Chicago's mayor, Lori Lightfoot, is blaming illegal guns for the violence that is killing so many people.
We've got to redouble our efforts to call upon the federal government to help us stop the flow of illegal guns into our city. A lot of what we're seeing played out on social media, that there becomes a shooting, a beef from one person to another, one group to another. It's a completely different dynamic if there's no guns.
By the way, I just have to respond to Lightfoot's insanity there. If we're going to use Lori Lightfoot's logic here. Now, they have extreme gun control in Chicago. Clearly, it's not working. Illegal guns, yes, are on the street. It's a real problem. They're not buying them at gun stores, right? These are illegal guns, stolen guns. Guns are being brought in by cartels and traffic across the border as well. It's a problem. No doubt it's a problem. But to use her logic that we don't need more cops, we don't need more law and order, instead we need the federal government to double down and ban more guns. And if the federal government banned the guns they've already banned in Chicago, how would this change anything? It wouldn't. But to use her logic, then why don't we get rid of social media? She just blamed social media as much as she blamed guns for the violent crime, saying, well, this is playing out on social media. Okay, then why don't you just ban Facebook and Twitter and TikTok and Instagram and all these others, right? And then the beefs maybe won't spill out over social media into the blood in the streets of your city if we're going to use that logic. Now, it would be as dumb to blame the gun laws in Chicago, which are extreme, as it is to blame social media. And there's a reason why she's not going to say that, right? She's not going to ban social media, even though she says a lot of these rifts are happening on social media. This is a woman that's lost control of a city. It has turned into a war zone. People are dying every day. And when you criticize her, she says you're a racist. Yes, illegal guns are the problem in her city. Not crime, not defund the police, not having enough police officers. They have some of the strictest gun laws in America in Chicago. It's not working. This is not a gun problem. This is a lack of law enforcement problem. This is the fact that you guys in Chicago don't even prosecute people when they loot and riot in the name of Black Lives Matter and Antifa. You don't prosecute them. You let them go. You guys are weak on crime. Lori Lightfoot doesn't want to lock up a significant number of minorities who are committing these violent crimes against other minorities. She's afraid they won't vote for her. That's the reason why she blames everything else. But the real problem, which is the criminals who get away with this. Cities across the country have been dealing with a spike in violent crime, have one thing in common. These cities that have a sharp uptick in homicides are the same damn cities that are defund the police. That is not a coincidence. I want to go back to this alderman for just a moment here in Chicago. He says this is a war zone. He's right. The numbers look exactly like what you would find in a war zone like Afghanistan or Iraq. He was asked the question on Fox News, do you buy the idea that Lori Lightfoot is saying this is not a problem with gangs? This is not a problem with us not locking people up. This is not a problem with lack of police. This is actually just a simple gun problem. If you fix that problem, then all this goes away. That we just need more gun control, and somehow this is going to fix everything. Take a listen to how he responds to that on Fox.
If there's no guns.
Joining us right now is Anthony Napolitano, the alderman of Chicago's 41st Ward. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Anthony, is that the problem?
No, that's political smoke and mirrors. That's not the problem. They're looking at it this way. Chicago and the state of Illinois have the strictest gun laws. It's a statistical fact that the bulk of our guns, our illegal guns, come from our border states. And not a single one of our border states or any of them combined have anywhere near 5,800 people shot in the last 17 months.
Right.
What politics won't tell you is we have a human problem. We have a people problem right here. There's little accountability. Politicians won't blame families for raising their kids. The gangs are raising their kids right now. We have over 117,000 gang members. That's your problem.
Yeah.
That is your absolute problem.
I love the facts here, right? Like, you have 100,000+ gang members. That's your problem. It's none of this other crap they're blaming. And all of our guns, these illegal guns, are coming from border states that don't have the same problems we have. Why? Because they actually fight crime. They actually lock people up. Now, you got nearly 100 people shot Friday through Monday in Chicago. Why? Because there is a vacuum of law and order. The Chicago Sun-Times lists the number of fatalities at 20. ABC7 local Chicago point out that 87 people were shot during the same period over the Independence Holiday last year, meaning, yeah, we're getting better at this. The violence over the long weekend follows a Thursday on which 32 people were not added into the numbers. 32 people were shot Thursday alone in Chicago. Thursday's wounded included a one-month-old girl who was shot in the head. The violence and death has surged to such levels that Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown plans to speak at a press conference and take questions this week, saying, we got to do more. Brown tweeted out, quote, our officers continue to work tirelessly to keep our city safe. As of today, Chicago Police Department has recovered over 6,100 guns, a 26% increase from the same period last year. Commend our officers for their continued hard work during these challenging times for law enforcement. What does that mean when you say challenging times for law enforcement? It means while everybody is saying, dehumanizing us and saying screw you and getting rid of you and wanting you to quit and telling you to get the hell out of their city because of Antifa and Black Lives Matter and the socialist left, these police officers are still continuing to risk their lives. And they say it this way, in challenging times for law enforcement. The Sun-Times observed there were over 1,892 shootings in Chicago January 1 through June 28th, 13% increase over the same period last year. Over 330 people were killed in Chicago during the first 6 months of 2021. Now, if you don't believe me that this is an issue of lack of law and order, then let me connect this to another part of the world where we're seeing exactly what I just described to you. Let me give you some headlines. Looters ransack Bagram Air Base after American troops handed over to local Afghan forces. Over 1,000, another headline, Afghan troops flood. Tajikistan fleeing the Taliban fight. Another headline, Afghan women taking up arms against Taliban as the army is fleeing. They're not going to fight. Now, should we have pulled out? We'll debate that at another moment, okay? We'll debate that in another second. Not now. But my point is, it doesn't matter where. This is universal in the world. When law and order disappears, anarchy and chaos from criminals is what you get. Back to this headline, Afghanistan. Looters ransack airbase in Afghanistan after the United States military handed control of it over to the Afghan government on Friday. Afghan locals then started hawking items stolen from the base, including basketballs, stereo speakers, laptop computers, bicycles, helmets, desk fans, guitars, and anything else looters could find. The U.S. military vacated the base on Friday after occupying the eastern Afghanistan base for nearly 20 years during the Afghan War. Afghan military officials reportedly said U.S. forces left in the dead of night without notifying them. We now know that's a lie. And of course, that's what they're going to say, because they're going to say, hey, it's not our fault that this happened. It is their fault. Because in Afghanistan, unfortunately, the people there are refusing to stand up to the Taliban. We were their law and order. We leave, there's a vacuum. Same way that when we leave our American cities, there's a vacuum. It gets filled by the cartels. It gets filled by the gangs. It gets filled by the human smugglers and the drug traffickers and everybody else. The U.S. military is leaving Afghanistan. Why? Because there's been this demand. Joe Biden said, we're out. Doesn't matter what happens, we're out. Maybe we'll have to go back. Maybe we won't, but we're out. Biden gave the U.S. military a deadline of September the 11th because we got to pick an arbitrary date connected to the September 11th attacks. And when I say arbitrary, you should never pick a date based on something that happened 20 years ago to get out of a country. That's a political BS date. Symbolic only politically, not in reality. When you hear people make decisions like Biden did, giving the U.S. military a deadline of September the 11th to get out of Afghanistan, basically so you can have a speech so you can read on September the 11th, that is not sound, strong policy. The Pentagon said the drawdown will occur much earlier because at this point, you know we're gone. Get the hell out and why die over there, right? If you're in the Pentagon, if you're in the military, and you know you're going to leave by an arbitrary date of September 11th, I'd be like, if I was in the military wearing a uniform in Afghanistan, I would be looking at my commanders going, dude, we're done here no matter what. Let's go. Let's get out of here before another one of us dies. Now, the U.S. says they're planning to leave a force of about 650 troops to protect its embassy in Kabul. We'll get attacked there, don't worry, because the Taliban, the Al-Qaeda, and the forces, ISIS, and all these other extremists are going to take back over that country, mark my word. When you leave and there's a vacuum, somebody's going to feel it. Same thing in Chicago. The base is now under Afghan government control, and guess what happened? Within moments of America leaving, anarchy and chaos filled the airbase. Hundreds of Afghan forces now living in its barracks said, oh gosh, we got to go. The looting took place before the Afghan forces could move in. I mean, you know America's leaving. We tell you we're leaving. We're walking out. You guys aren't prepared for looters?
Yep.
Then how are you going to be prepared to deal with the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, or any other Islamic extremist group in the region? American forces also reportedly left behind water, food, small weapons, and ammunition for the Afghans, and now all that apparently has been taken as well. The airbase, how ironic is this, was actually first built by the Soviet Union in the 1950s. Soviet forces withdrew from the country in 1989. After U.S. forces invaded in response to the September 11, 2001 attacks, planned from within Afghanistan's borders, the U.S. military force occupied the airbase that the Soviets built. Again, history repeats itself. You go in, somebody's going to fill that vacuum. Probably now it'll be the Russians that go back in, because we just keep trading back and forth because neither of us apparently learn our lessons. This is the exact same thing that's happening in America. Exactly the same thing that's happening in America. When law and order leaves, anarchy and chaos will always fill that void. Look at the women in Afghanistan. Because of America pulling out and the Afghan army running, Afghan women now are taking up arms against the Taliban as the army is not protecting them. Dozens and dozens of women in the capital city of Afghanistan's central Ghor province took up arms and marched on Sunday to actually show their defiance against the advancing Taliban. The women said they would support public mobilization militias standing up, even as Afghan army units surrender without a fight or flee before the Taliban gets there. They are standing by their brothers and are supporting the system, the people, and the country's sovereignty. An admiring resident told Afghans News as the women marched through the capital, some of them toting heavy weapons and rocket grenades. The Afghan central government appears to be torn between supporting the growing militia movement as much needed reinforcements for underperforming security forces of the actual government and worrying about the consequences from heavily armed, unregulated individuals taking to the fields. A situation that will later create bad consequences will not be allowed. They will first support us, and then they will be included in the police, army, and local NDF forces, is what the Afghan Interior Minister warned. The NDS is Afghan's National Director of Security, the primary government military and intelligence agency that is supposed to be protecting the people, and they are not. Quote, we hear some words from some sides asking, why have you gone to war? ? They should stay in the city and hand over the war to us. My brother, you are losing the war, is what a militia leader had to say in response to government criticism of the public mobilizing units. And if you're in a local city and you see the Taliban advancing and you see the military running, what the hell would you do at that point? Tolo News in Afghanistan quoted local officials who urged the government to support the militia organizations that have proved effective in defending their own cities that they live in, like Kunduz. Popular discontent with a response from Kabul, where the main government is growing as the Taliban keeps making gains. 9 more districts fell to the extremist army on Sunday alone, as we pulled out. Government security officials claim they inflicted casualties on the Taliban, but they were evidently unable to halt their offensive. So in other words, the Taliban's going to run Afghanistan again. And extremists are going to take over, and they're going to train, and this is all going to happen all over again. Because we picked an arbitrary date to leave a country based on September the 11th, based on 20 plus years of what's happened in between, based on the fact that Joe Biden wanted to say, we're out of Afghanistan. And now the people that we were trying to defeat are going to take over that country, and they're going to go anti-American again. And there is going to be hell to pay for this at some point. It may be 10 years down the road. It may be 15. It may be 20. But it will happen again. Because when you leave a vacuum, whether it's in Chicago, Baltimore, New Orleans, Memphis, Portland, it doesn't matter. The bad guys will take over. And they will run a city into a ground, even if it's Afghanistan or in Chicago. Some residents, by the way, of the area are under attack, said they saw no evidence at all of government forces successfully engaging the Taliban. So many casualties would have been inflicted on the invaders by militia fighters, they said. Another city has been under siege by the Taliban for the last 2 weeks. The central government paid no attention. We witness the Taliban youth martyred every day, said one local. The border guard of a neighboring town said over 1,000 Afghan government troops actually fled into their city on Sunday, marking the largest confirmed retreat by the Afghan military to date. Not only that, but Tajikistan, right across the Afghan border, had more than 1,000 Afghan military that defected, basically said, hey, we need help. The refugees said Taliban terrorists captured dozens of their comrades when they took over the border guards who refused to let them pass. And of course, now they're going to be tortured, beheaded, and killed. The president of that country expressed his concern about the deteriorating security situation in northern Afghanistan and forced crossings by fleeing soldiers in a phone call with the Afghan president on Sunday. It doesn't matter. Quote unquote, the Taliban cut off all roads and these people had nowhere to go but to cross the border, a senior Afghan official admitted. A member of parliament from the border province said on Sunday that the Taliban had taken 26 of the province's 28 districts, 26 of the province's 28 districts is capturing three of them without even anyone showing up from the government to resist. The BBC on Monday cited reports that Afghan troops are also fleeing into Pakistan and Uzbekistan. They say at least 1,600 Afghan troops are believed to have fled the country over the past few weeks because they don't want to be beheaded and the American military has left. So let's go back to the basic point that I was making a moment ago again. Whether it's in the United States or Afghanistan, when you get rid of law and order, this is what happens. You have the Taliban that takes over there, and in America, you have the gangs. Look at the number of gang members in Chicago. Look at the human trafficking numbers that we're seeing at the border. The list goes on and on and on and on and on. When you have anarchy, when you have chaos, it is because there's a lack of law enforcement presence. When you look at Chicago and you see the numbers there, more than 100 shot over the weekend, hell, 30-something on Thursday before the weekend even got started. Why is that possible? It's possible for one reason. It's possible for a pretty simple reason. You don't have law and order. You have anarchy. You do not have law and order. You don't have police. You have defunded the police. You have run from the police. You have demonized the police. You have dehumanized the police. In every one of these cities, you have dehumanized the police. This is no different than a war zone. This is no different than what's happened in Afghanistan. And of course, the White House has an answer to all this. After all of this happened, Joe Biden says we're going to push gun control. Yeah, we're going to push gun control as part of the solution to the surging crime. That's what we're going to do. So let's blame the gun, not the criminals. Let's blame the gun, not defund the police. Let's blame the gun instead of everything else because we're the left and we hate cops. We hate law and order. We hate having consequences for people's actions. So just know, it's universal. It's worldwide. This is exactly what you can expect, and it's going to get worse. And Afghanistan's going to fall, and the Taliban and the extremists are going to be in charge. That's a fact. And the same thing's happening in this country. The cartels, the gang members, they're in charge. You think Lightfoot's in charge of her city? Of course not. She's not in charge. She's at the mercy of the criminals. They can do whatever the hell they want to do because she said, I'm going all in on defund the police. All right, make sure you share this podcast with your family and friends. Hit that little share button. Help us grow and help more people hear what we're saying. So much of this, the media not covering. And I'll see you back here tomorrow.